early morning golfing madness. Morning, it's Malcolm here. I'm on my early morning prayer walk. It's just about light. I just came across something. I thought I'd record my thoughts while I still had them in my head. It's a glorious and lovely, freezing cold winter morning here in Croxley Green, where I live. The frost is on the ground. I'm walking through the woods. There's a robin on the path in front of me. It's lovely, fresh, and certainly the kind of morning that's going to wake you up. My fingers are icicles and my mouth isn't working as it usually does, so forgive me for a lack of clarity in my diction perhaps. So I just came across the local golf course. I walk across it most mornings as part of my prayer walk. And as I walked across, in the barely light enough to play golf, there's a group of three men waiting to tee off. They waved me across the course. I went across and I just started thinking about what motivates them to get out to play golf. It's really, really cold this morning. And it's barely light. They must be the first set off on the tee this morning. So here's some things that occurred to me. Firstly, perhaps there's a sense of completing something early in the day. After getting up this morning, I dare say it's the first thing they've done, really. Perhaps had a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, got in their cars, driven to the golf course. It's their first thing. And well, it's about seven-ish, seven-something this morning. They're going to be finished by, I don't know, about eight, maybe. A little after that. So they'll have completed something. Perhaps there's something about completing something in the morning that motivates them to get up in the cold and come and play that game. Secondly, there's the pleasure, I suppose. The pleasure of playing the game. I'm not a golfer. I have played golf fairly badly a few times. I quite like the game. I think it's a fascinating sport. I don't have the time or inclination at the moment to pursue it, but I know that any kind of game, any kind of sport, there's a great deal of pleasure you derive from it if it's something that appeals to you. And perhaps there's something also about doing something so positive. First thing in your day, you go and do something you enjoy and is meaningful. And thirdly, there were three of them. And so there's also that sense of enjoyment of seeing a friend and having some, what we would call, fellowship. First thing in your day, you've got up, you've got going, you're doing something you enjoy, you're doing something you can complete, you're doing something with friends. You walk together, you talk, you have a bit of banter over each other's shots, accuracy or lack of. Perhaps they have a bite to eat afterwards. Perhaps enjoying breakfast in the clubhouse, or just another cup of coffee before they go on their way to work, perhaps to back home. But there's at least three things that occur to me that might motivate them. If you're a golfer, I'd love to know, do you get up early? Do you like that early morning tee and teeing off and playing? Be interested to know. Or any of you that do physical things early in the morning, perhaps an early morning swim or a jog, a visit to the gym. And do you do it with other people? What motivates you? Because I think digging into our motivation for other things can help us with our motivation in spiritual disciplines. And as I looked at those three men, they waved me across and I looked at them, I thought, yeah, I'm out here. Now, why am I out here? Well, I do like to get something completed early in the day and to know that I've been out. I've read my Bible a bit earlier before I came out, studied Psalm 5 today. Enjoyed that. I've come out with that in my mind and I've completed that and I'm nearly finished on my prayer walk here. So completing those things, actually that is a nice feeling. It's a good feeling. Something positive in my day already. Something I enjoy. I do enjoy reading my Bible. I do enjoy praying. I'm not always as fully motivated as I would like, and I did have to push myself to get out here a bit this morning. Partly I'm just a bit tired and partly it's jolly cold. But I'm glad, and so that was positive. I do enjoy it. It's nice to complete something. And fellowship. Well, I'm not praying with anybody this morning, but of course I am with my Father. I am with Jesus, my Saviour. I am with the Holy Spirit, my counsellor, my guide, my guarantor, or my seal. with my friend, with my father. So there is that, and I do feel that when I come out to pray like this and walk through the woods. Anyway, those are my thoughts for the day. This Quiet Time coaching episode, I hope you find them helpful and encouraging. And I'd like to know what motivates you. What are your key motivations for getting going early in the morning, whether it's praying, reading the Bible, or whatever spiritual disciplines are part of your normal habits? What helps you? Love to know. So please leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it right where we can read it so that we can learn from you, because we learn best when we learn in community. Please pass the link on to anybody who might find this helpful. Leave a review in iTunes or from wherever you get your podcasts. I'd appreciate that, and it will increase the visibility of these recordings so that other people can find them if it might be helpful to them. I'm just coming to the edge of the woods. I'm going to pop home, have another cup of tea, and then proceed with the rest of my day. Until the next time, I do hope you have a wonderful week of fulfilling and intimate and spiritually uplifting times of quiet with God. Take care and God bless.